Central bankers are not on final approach to higher interest rates, but designing blueprints for repaving the runway in preparation. I'm David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve top brass were making the rounds, and then there were minutes of a previous meeting released yesterday. A subtle theme throughout, someday, not tomorrow or next week, but someday, ratcheting back on all the bonds they buy every month to stimulate the pandemic economy. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
They're just trying to sort of pave the way so that the world is not shocked, because in the past, they've not gotten their messaging right, and hinting that they're thinking about it more aggressively. You know, they do that deliberately in the minutes to their meeting, that it came out in that way was that, you know, okay, we're starting to pave the runway here for, you know, maybe a tapering in asset purchases, and that's important. That doesn't have anything to do with liftoff in rates, though.
All right. Economist Diane Swonk, thank you. The Dow is down 12 points. The S&P is up 0.4%. The NASDAQ up 1% now. Slightly fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week. It's the lowest in a year, but this still indicates a level of distress in the labor market that is much higher than normal. Nearly two dozen states are ending extra pandemic jobless benefits and cutting off gig workers. This coming Tuesday marks 1 year since the murder by police of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Many companies responded to the renewed calls for social justice with pledges of investment in businesses owned by people of color, or changes to corporate culture, or to lobby for policies that support the Black Lives Matter agenda. Today, what about corporate boards? Dambisa Moyo is a global economist and prolific author and a board member at 3M and Chevron. Her new book is called How Boards Work and How They Can Work Better in a Chaotic World. Dr. Moyo, thank you for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
This latest book of yours is about the role of company boards. You have studied them. You've sat on the top boards. At a time that stakeholders are demanding that companies get more involved in making the world a better place, what is the role of the board? Because often those boards are focused on shareholder value.
That role is critical. And the truth of the matter is that it is evolving and will always be evolving. 6 months ago, I had no idea that today we would be dealing with issues around voter rights. But now that is become an issue in which boards have to opine. I don't know what 6 months from now we will be dealing with, but certainly we do need a process of evaluating these challenged issues, which is transparent, it's consistent, and it's also flexible enough to continue to ebb and flow in the way that the world is changing.
What improvements could we make to how boards are run? Because you have boards that take their duties very seriously to be an independent voice and push back against management where that is seen in the best interest of the company or other stakeholders. But there are some boards that are kind of rubber stamp.
I should hope not. I think it's very hard to be a rubber stamp board now with all the scrutiny that exists. But look, I think traditionally, whether it was recruiting the CEO or thinking about board membership, we've tended to look at conventional metrics. How good is this person in operations? How good is this person as a leader? But we haven't really put a lot of effort in really understanding a person's moral compass. And what I'm suggesting is that this ethics piece is critically important. In 18 months, we had over 400 CEOs and other senior business leaders lose their jobs because of issues around Me Too. I think a little bit more effort and work around trying to probe and understand how people think about these moral quandaries is going to be much more important and a bigger piece of how we evaluate candidates.
I think you're being polite, right? You said a little bit more. It sounds like a lot of bit more.
Well, I will tell you this. So boards have two levers. I just mentioned one. Hiring, who we hire is critically important as the CEO. The other lever is obviously through compensation. And already a large proportion, upwards of 30%, in some cases 50% of how we determine someone's compensation is now based on these ESG issues. How are they addressing racial and gendered diversity? How do they think about climate change? What is their ethical compass? Those areas are absolutely front and center. And they're certainly much more art than science, but really a key piece of where we are today and moving forward.
Dambisa Moyo, global economist. Her latest book is called How Boards Work and How They Can Work Better in a Chaotic World. Dr. Moyo, thank you.
It's been a pleasure being here.
As bars open back up, people are ordering chicken wings, leading to a supply squeeze and higher prices. And staying on the poultry beat here, Burger King has unveiled a new chicken sandwich, breaded by hand, no less, to join a frenzy at Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, and who'd I leave out? KFC. Why is this such a thing? Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
A few years ago, Jason Sobosinski and his business partners went to Nashville and fell in love with hot chicken.
Crispy, crunchy, juicy, spicy, delicious. We tried, I can't tell you how many different recipes.
But it wasn't just about taste. They opened Haven Hot Chicken in Connecticut because chicken is a good business plan.
It's been a really affordable protein. It's readily available up to recently.
He's paying 15% more because demand is so high. David Portlatin at the NPD Group says the craze started with Chick-fil-A's expansion in 2017, then came Popeye's new sandwich in 2019. Now it seems like every chain needs one.
The American consumer loves to try new things, especially if we're already familiar with it.
Chicken makes people feel safe trying unfamiliar flavors, like the Korean gochujang chicken Shake Shack tested earlier this year. Portlatin says the last time the industry faced a shortage was a few years ago during a chicken wing boom. But businesses always find workarounds. That's how we got boneless wings. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.